Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Todd Dunn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The left fielder, Doug Glanville. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Ory. Batting 7th. The catcher, Scott Servais. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Traxel. And now, play ball. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Loretta goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a line drive towards third. Ory reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glanville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Grace reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace juggles the ball. That's an error on Grace. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carl hits a fly ball into left field. Glanville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ori hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Cubs, 1. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traxel bunts towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanchez moves to second. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sanchez scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glanville is 0 for 1 in the game. Glanville hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Ori settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ori fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Sosa reaches second base with a double. Grace goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ori is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ori takes first base on ball 4. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais is 0 for 1 in the game. Servais hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanchez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson bunts towards third. Ori fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to third. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livas is 0 for 1 in the game. Livas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Nilsson scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carl is 0 for 1 in the game. Carl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traxel is 0 for 0 in the game. Traxel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Traxel moves to second. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glanville is 0 for 2 in the game. Glanville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Traxel moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, Cubs, 3. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ori is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ori hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais is 0 for 2 in the game. Servais hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett. Servais reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. Ori goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bryce Flory now pitching. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traxel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Traxel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Survey scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunn strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Brewers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glanville is 0-for-3 in the game. Glanville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sosa hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Anthony Williamson pinch hits for Bryce Flory. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williamson strikes out. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Loretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Glanville. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Kent Bottenfield now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Loretta scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Bob Patterson now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nilsson strikes out. Two outs. Turk Wendell now pitching. Jeff Hewson pinch hits for Todd Dunn. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a fly ball into left field. Glanville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Brewers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Anthony Williamson now playing first base. Dave Nilsson now playing left field. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ori is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ori hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Servais bunts towards first. Williamson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williamson. Sandberg scores. Ori goes all the way around to score. Servais moves to third. It's 8-5, Cubs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Servais scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Cubs. Turk Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sanchez. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Sanchez steals second. Turk Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wendell strikes out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanchez moves to third. Two outs. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glanville is 0-for-4 in the game. Glanville hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Glanville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williamson is 0-for-1 in the game. Williamson hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Brewers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Villone now pitching. Kelly Stinnett now catching. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Grace moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ori is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ori takes first base on ball 4. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Servais strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wendell juggles the ball. That's an error on Wendell. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.